This is the Turf Zone Podcast, your central information and news hub, bringing together professionals from turf associations across multiple states to share things to help you and your business. Brought to you in partnership with our friends at the Arkansas Turfgrass Association. Now, let's get in the zone.
Welcome to the Turf Zone. In this episode, we feature an article titled A Contrarian's Guide to Autonomous Turfgrass Robotic Technology, written by J. Scott McElroy, PhD, Professor, Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Sciences, Auburn University. As a scientist, I hesitate to make predictions such as those a fortune teller might reveal. I wince when I hear people speaking with absolute certainty that this or that will happen in the future, that some team will win, some politician will lose, or that some event will occur is often pure speculation. Absolute predictions are nonsensical and an affront to probabilistic thinking. To think probabilistically is to think in terms of the percentage of probability that something will occur. This is the foundation of good science. Having said that, it is highly probable that in the next 10 years, autonomous technology will gain a significant portion of the professional and consumer market in the United States. I base this prediction on four pieces of evidence. One, robotic technology has already captured a significant portion of the technology in Europe. Two, all major brands that market traditional mowing technology or mowing equipment are developing robotic technology. Three, at one count, there were over 40 additional startups and companies developing all manner of robotic technology, including mowers, painters, and sprayers. Four, the labor shortage will be sustained into the foreseeable future and could potentially increase. But here I am addressing the contrarian's guide to turfgrass robotic technology. To the robotic contrarian, any positive arguments I present regarding this technology will likely fall on deaf ears. To the contrarian, only seeing is believing. Once my prediction has come true, the contrarian will adopt the technology as self-evident. Don't get me wrong, skepticism is a good thing. However, a complete understanding and realistic expectation of what robotic technology can do and where the technology is going is necessary to the healthy skeptic. I want to convince the contrarian that instead of waiting for the technology to be tested by fellow industry partners, they should begin testing and evaluating it themselves. With that in mind, I present this article to the contrarian on fundamentals of robotic technology today. The technology is just not there yet. This is the contrarian's favorite phrase. In frustration, I respond, where is there? Or even what is there? If the technology has not arrived at the point where it can be adopted, what are its current limitations? What irks me so much about this critique is the underlying assumptions about imagined technological characteristics that may not even be possible. The contrarian's perception of automation is that the technology can be easily set up with little or no planning or understanding of the technology, that may be deployed for use with little or no oversight. The phrase, the technology is just not there yet, is normally rooted in some technological advancement in artificial intelligence or machine learning that the contrarian has developed based on their perception of technological development or maybe even a touch of science fiction. My response is the technology is what the technology is. 2022 might as well have been 10 years ago when it comes to robotic and autonomous technology in the United States. 2023 saw an incredible number of major advances. These include allowance for extended range connection to 4G and network RTK systems, daisy chaining of reference station signals for greater lengths, creation of virtual zones that can vary in direction, speed, and height of cut, and mobile deployment across multiple sites. The technology launched in 2023 will be the basis of robotic technology for the next 5 to 10 years. To the contrarian, if you were talking about 2022, I agree. The technology was not there for the professional user. It was largely restricted to wire boundary units mowing randomly at a single fixed zone height. But 2023 completely changed the game. Autonomous versus semi-autonomous. Before discussing the technology that now makes robotic automation possible, let me make a rather large distinction in technology. Autonomous versus semi-autonomous technology. Now and in the future, it will be extremely difficult for any mowers with traditional mowing implements to be fully autonomous simply due to liability. As I've been told, I am not an expert on liability, nor am I a lawyer. Liability has been and will continue to restrict deployment of certain technology. Such technology, semi-autonomous technology, will require an operator to be watching it while it is completing its task. It will not work at night and will likely not have a fixed position point for deployment. It will need to be taken to the location by hand for deployment. Fully autonomous technology will likely be small, lightweight equipment weighing approximately less than 300 pounds. Again, I may be wrong, but making traditional mowing equipment fully autonomous is going to be challenging, to say the least. Robot positioning, the leap forward in 2023. The technology that made 2023 the year of advancement largely dealt with how the robots position themselves in space. And the one acronym you need to know is RTK. RTK stands for Real-Time Kinematic. It's a satellite navigation technique used for enhancing the precision of position data obtained from global navigation satellite systems, GNSS, like GPS, Global Positioning System. RTK is commonly used in applications where high-accuracy location information is required, such as surveying, agriculture, construction, and autonomous vehicles. RTK requires a base station in a fixed position that can then communicate to a rover, in our case, a mower, painter, or range picker. RTK allows for real-time positioning and correction for the rover. RTK signals can stretch from 200 meters to 10 miles, depending on the signal type. Husqvarna and Echo Robotics use a fixed position RTK signal that extends 200 to 300 meters. Actually, Echo Robotics now has 4G RTK, which extends up to 10 miles. NRTK stands for Network Real-Time Kinematics. NRTK is a mesh network system individual companies deploy and then offer other companies for use. For example, Nexmo uses NRTK from Topcon. Cress has developed its own NRTK system specifically for its mower technology. Tiny Mobile Robots also uses an NRTK system for positioning. RTK, whether a dedicated local RTK reference station or an NRTK system, allows for positioning of technology in space, allowing for removal of wire from the field and the creation of virtual boundary systems. RTK also allows for directional or systematic work, not random work. With RTK, the efficiency of the equipment increases exponentially and the ability to deploy over a wider area has increased. Where should the contrarian begin? If it is true that robotic technology will be a common form of turfgrass management in the next 5 to 10 years, one probably needs to start learning about and adapting the technology now. To be fair, there are some early adopters that have made significant investments in this technology, but the contrarian samples the product before a full commitment. The key to what to utilize first is choosing equipment that solves a problem. Depending on the operation, you already have mowing equipment, so unless you need to make a major purchase, the first goal is to seek out equipment that solves a problem. Here's my list of useful equipment that solves major issues. Field painters. Field painters have been adopted in the United States faster than any other autonomous technology for one big reason. They solve a problem. Painting field lines is a tedious, repetitive task that was begging for automation. Technology from Turf Tank and Tiny Mobile Robots have taken athletic field maintenance by storm, with painters becoming the fastest growing segment of autonomous turfgrass management. Range pickers. Ranges can have a myriad of problems that robots can solve. Large pickers used frequently can compact soil. They are very abrasive to the turf, reducing stand density and quality, and cause damage during high soil moisture conditions. Lightweight pickers, such as the Echo Robotics Range Picker, can be programmed to pick ranges at all hours of the day. It uses the same positioning technology as Echo Robotics mowers, either a Wi-Fi or 4G signal, which massively extends the range of use of the picker. Slope climbers. Mowing slopes is a burdensome task. It can be damaging to the turf and dangerous for the operator. Because of the difficulty, some sloped areas are mowed infrequently, reducing the turf grass stand and leading to debris buildup after mowing. The Husqvarna 535 AWD is a compact, lightweight slope mower that can be deployed to cover up to 0.8 acres. While it is random and has a wire boundary, it is efficient, and virtual zones can be created after it has mapped the wire-bounded area. Drop and mow. Many contrarians are turned off by the idea of fixed-position mowers that are bound to a specific docking station and work zone. They would prefer to be able to deploy mowers to other locations during the evaluation phase. The next mow, M1, is a deployable drop and mow system that allows for mapping and deployment at hundreds of areas stored on the NextMow app. Simply choose the location that you have mapped and stored in the app, deploy one or multiple mowers, and return to pick up when the app tells you the job is complete. Mowing technology. Or the contrarian could just deploy other mowing technology. Mowers from Husqvarna, Cress, and Eco Robots are all lightweight, fully autonomous mowers that can be deployed to mow fairways, rough, and tee areas, sports fields, common areas, or large multi-use complexes. This will allow the contrarian to evaluate the cut quality, evaluate the equipment for its functionality at their location, and determine how best to scale with autonomous technology. To be fair, the economics do not work out until autonomous technology has been deployed at scale, meaning across a majority of the facility. In the beginning, if you're just evaluating a few pieces of equipment, this will likely add a little to your workload in the first year. As you are adding a new piece of technology without subtracting equipment you're already using. This is part of the process of adapting new technology. The time and money saving on a facility basis are not realized until you are at scale. Final thoughts. When the iPhone was introduced in 2007, it was an amazing leap in mobile technology. It has changed the way we work, play, and live. The current version of the iPhone is even more amazing. Camera technology, the myriad of apps that are available, and how you can do almost anything on the iPhone. I've never heard a single person who bought the original iPhone complain that they should have waited to buy the current iPhone and skipped the 16 years of previous iterations. Sure, the new iPhone is amazing, but so was the original. I leave the contrarian with this final comparison. The technology released in the U.S. in 2023 will be the dominant technology innovations for the next decade and beyond. There will be upgrades and innovations along the way, but the base technology will remain the same. If you wait for some mythical technological level that may never come, you will miss out on the journey this technology will take us on for years to come. Disclosure, Dr. McElroy is a professor at Auburn University and also owns Scotsman Turf Robotics, which is a distributor of Husqvarna, Eco Robotics, and Nexmo. Scotsman does not distribute Cress, Turf Tank, or tiny mobile robots, but sees these as valuable additions to a growing autonomous turfgrass technology industry. Dr. McElroy and Scotsman encourage readers to explore all aspects of autonomous and semi-autonomous equipment that will be the future of turfgrass management. Robotic equipment is currently less than 1% of the U.S. turf equipment market, but is slated to grow substantially over the next 5 years. For all resources associated with this article, check out our show notes. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can also visit us at theturfzone.com.
You've been listening to The Turf Zone. For more episodes of The Turf Zone, visit theturfzone.com and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app.